Kamala Harris's belated policy page pledges to wipe out pro-life state laws, federalize abortion on demand. By Katherine Hamilton on September 9, 2024. The Kamala Harris/Tim Walz campaign's newly released policy page reaffirms their commitment to obliterating pro-life state laws in favor of abortion on demand across the United States. Harris pledged to sign legislation restoring an invented federal right to abortion, should she be elected. The Democrats use the term reproductive freedom as a euphemism for ending the lives of unborn babies via medication abortions and dismemberment abortions. As president, she will never allow a national abortion ban to become law. And when Congress passes a bill to restore reproductive freedom nationwide, she will sign it, the policy page reads. Following the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, the Biden-Harris White House and Democrats have called for the restoration of Roe v. Wade, which would federalize the issue of abortion again. Democrats have repeatedly tried to pass the Radical Women's Health Protection Act, which they claim would restore Roe. But opponents of the legislation, including Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, say the bill is an expansion of Roe and could lead to abortion throughout pregnancy across the country. Biden pledged to sign the bill should it ever reach his desk, and now so has Harris. Ultimately, abortion is Harris's number one campaign issue, as it was for Biden before his exit from the race. While most polling shows that abortion is not a top priority for voters, one in four Democrats are single-issue voters on abortion and the majority of independents identify as pro-choice. The focus on abortion and painting Republicans as dangerous to women also seems like a ploy to distract from Americans' top concerns under the Biden-Harris administration: the flailing economy and the border, which is essentially open. The policy page further claims that Harris and Walz trust women to make decisions about their own bodies and not have the government tell them what to do. The policy page does not say anything about separate bodies of unborn babies who are destroyed in abortions. The policy page erroneously calls pro-life laws Trump abortion bans and slams the former president for picking the conservative Supreme Court justices who ultimately voted to overturn Roe v. Wade and send the issue of abortion to individual states. The pro-abortion pair also claim Trump will ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to birth control, force states to report on women's miscarriages and abortions, and jeopardize access to IVF, although he has not promised to do any of those things. Former President Donald Trump has explicitly stated that he believes the issue of abortion should be left to individual states. He has also repeatedly expressed support for exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. Abortions have notably drastically increased since the issue was returned to individual states. The Kamala Harris/Tim Walz campaign website released its policy page 7 weeks after the Democratic nominees entered the 2024 race. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.